As states begin to reopen their economies and people return to work, things might be a little different for employers and employees. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or the EEOC, issued new guidelines that allow employers to cross lines in the name of public health that they couldn't before.
Before this pandemic, employers could not take employees' temperatures. That was deemed to be a health exam, and you weren't allowed to do that under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Under the current circumstances, the EEOC has said that employers can take temperatures. And then the EEOC also actually issued guidance saying that employers are even able to administer, have employees take COVID-19 tests before they come into the workplace.
That's Jessica Post, who heads up the labor and employment practice at Fenimore Craig. She is working with employers as they attempt to reopen safely and are working to prepare for all that that entails.
I mean, employers are working very hard right now because they want to open businesses up or keep businesses open, but then do so safely. But there's also all sorts of sort of technicalities and rules in terms of doing a bunch of these things. So like to administer temperatures, I mean, we need to have somebody who's qualified to do it. We need them to have PPE. We need to maintain the privacy of all confidential information. We need to really do it outside the workplace. I mean, there's just a bunch of rules that employers have to follow in order to do these things, which they need to do to protect their employees and create a safe work environment.
So what about from the employee point of view? Like, so many people might not feel like they have a choice in going back to work because they need the paycheck. They don't want to risk losing their jobs. Can they be fired if they don't feel safe and don't go back at this point?
I mean, they can. I mean, ultimately, a lot of employees have been laid off because of COVID-19. And they're not required right now to be looking for work, but they do certify that they don't have work available. And so when their employer does say, hey, I've now got work available for you, they're no longer able to make that certification. And so if an employee chooses, like, hey, I don't want to go back, I don't want to expose myself, that's certainly their choice, but the employer can end the employment relationship at that time.
So what kind of protections do employees have? Or do you see businesses kind of working with employees to try and work this out in a better way? Because obviously they don't want to lose those employees either. Is it, do you think, going to be a little more in the gray area than that when this actually happens?
I do. I mean, I'm certainly encouraging, you know, clients that I have on the employer side to work with employees. I mean, the goal is for businesses to open safely, right? And that means having a safe work environment or as safe a work environment as you can have. I mean, obviously, no work environment can be 100% safe, right? I mean, we see COVID-19 still spreading in healthcare settings when they have, you know, way more protections in place. But I do think that the goal is for employers and employees to work collaboratively to see what they can do to minimize the potential spread of COVID-19 in the workplace. I think, you know, working collaboratively helps sort of everybody feel more comfortable.
Do you see employers tier in the employees they bring back, like bringing back people who are willing to, happy to, want to, young and healthy, before they kind of bring back people who might have a compromised immune system?
Well, so the problem is employers can't really do that because then they face different legal liabilities. So ultimately, I mean, I do think employers are staggering bringing people back because for businesses that have been closed, I don't think it's clear what customer demand is going to be yet. And so as a result, rather than have, you know, 10 employees, you may need 5 employees. And so, you know, my recommendation to employers is that they need to look at objective information for determining who they're going to bring back. Could be seniority, could be performance reviews, could be skills, because with the reopening, businesses are a little bit different and maybe there's different skill sets that they now need. But ultimately, they can't make a decision, which is, hey, I'm not going to make an offer to somebody who's 65 or older, or I'm not going to make an offer to come back to somebody who has diabetes or some pre-existing health condition. Now, let's say that you use your objective criteria, you make your offers, an employee says, hey, I'm vulnerable, I don't want to come back. Under that circumstance, the employer can accept that, right? We need a note from the healthcare provider, and then that person is eligible for emergency paid sick leave. And then they're also eligible to still stay on unemployment. So there are ways to kind of work through the system, but an employer can't sort of implement a bright line on protected classifications or categories of people, because then they'll have potential legal liability.
Where do you see the regulatory role here? Do you anticipate governments, like in Texas, they're allowing people who are at risk to not go back to work and giving them some extended aid from the government? Do you think governments are going to change their policies as this plays out?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think there's been tons of changes even to get to where we are from where we were 45 days ago. You know, nobody's really understood or had a clear understanding of, you know, this disease and how it works and how to prevent it. It's all been sort of evolving. And so I do think that as the desire for businesses to open and to try to create a safe environment, I do think we will see some changes, and businesses will have to be able to adapt to those changes.
So then lastly, let's talk about this issue of liability. We've heard quite a bit about this week in terms of lawsuits being filed by employees who are working and who might catch COVID-19 at their workplace. What are the considerations there? Is that possible?
Well, so OSHA is kind of a key statute. So OSHA requires employers to provide a safe work environment. And that's really the sort of gold standard right now. And so employers are all working to provide a safe work environment. Different people have different views about what is a safe work environment or isn't. And so that's where there's, you know, some potential claims. I certainly, like the employers that I'm working with, I mean, if we set up a good process to do what we can to minimize, and we follow the CDC regulations, we follow the Arizona Department of Health, we follow the Maricopa County, it seems like it would be a hard situation for an employee to make a claim that it's an unsafe work environment. But, you know, employers, we can only do what we can do in that regard. But my hope is, I mean, that's where there might be a little bit of flexibility, or at least a little higher standard that a plaintiff is going to need to show to make that claim. But that's an issue that's unresolved at this point. You know, on Capitol Hill, we can tell they're working on it, but they don't have a resolution.
All right. That is Jessica Post, Director in the Labor and Employment Practice at Fenimore Craig here in the Valley. Jessica, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.